My active involvement in the First United Methodist Church of Park Ridge opened my eyes and heart to the needs of others and helped instill a sense of social responsibility rooted in my faith. My quest to reconcile my father's insistence on self-reliance and my mother's concerns about social justice was helped along by the arrival in 1961 of a Methodist youth minister named Donald Jones. I had never met anyone like him. Don called his Sunday and Thursday night Methodist Youth Fellowship sessions the University of Life. Because of Don's university, I first read E.E. Cummings and T.S. Eliot, experienced Picasso's paintings, especially Guernica, and debated the meaning of the Grand Inquisitor in Dostoevsky's Brothers Karamazov. But the University of Life was not just about art and literature. We visited Black and Hispanic churches in Chicago's inner city for exchanges with their youth groups. These kids were more like me than I ever could have imagined. They also knew more about what was happening in the civil rights movement in the South. I had only vaguely heard of Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther King, but these discussions sparked my interest. So when Don announced one week that he would take us to hear Dr. King speak at Orchestra Hall, I was excited. My parents gave me permission, but some of my friends' parents refused to let them go hear such a rabble-rouser.